Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This morning.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And he finally figured out why piss is yellow.
Huh?
I know. But I love the headline. It said something like, the headline was like, after 150 years, they figured out why piss is yellow. And I'm thinking, why did it take 150 years? I'm thinking, well, before that, it was also yellow, but just nobody looked into it.
Yeah. People had to wonder.
I don't think they had the... Apparently, I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be a great article. I looked on and said, it's enzyme, some sort of enzyme combined with some other
bilirubin
enzyme.
Bilirubin reduct something.
Yeah. But isn't that crazy, though, that it took them that long to find out?
They just found this out?
Yeah. The article I read looked like it was a new article, you know? It was today. Why would it be a, you know, sponsored... It wasn't a sponsored article, like, from years ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. January 8th, 2024.
Right.
From the India Times.
Maybe this, man, why don't you go check this out? Nobody's really figured this out yet. Well, it's really stupid. What do we need? Well, you think they would have known that by now?
Yeah. What if you're super hydrated, it's not yellow?
Well, maybe they did know this, and somebody's finally asking questions. Because this looks like kind of a question and answer, like a Quora form, a Reddit form.
Yeah, but it said 150 years, though.
Okay.
It said the first time 150 years they figured out why piss is yellow. Right. And if it's not, get it checked. Unless it's white, that means you've been drinking a lot.
Yeah. It might have been Tom Herman, maybe when he went to coach Texas, he put some big chart up on the wall about the color of your urine and what it says about your commitment to the team. And like, if it was dark, like one of the darker ones said, I'm a selfish person and I don't care about the team. Like something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Because you were just... Because you're dehydrated.
Because you're not hydrating yourself.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that used to be a weak thing. Getting hydrated. They deny you. You know, back in the Junction Boy days, deny you water, and they continued to do that up until Corey Stringer died on the practice field.
Yeah. I was
until
denied
people
water.
Started dying on the practice field.
When I played, we were denied water.
Really?
And that's not Junction Boys.
God, do you look back at that? Isn't that so idiotic?
Yeah. I mean, from being a kid, too. I mean, like we used to call it midget football, but it was youth football.
Yeah. We should go back to not giving the kids water.
And it sucked, by the way.
That was when America was great.
You would look over the water jugs.
Dehydrated kids at practice. Right. That was great America.
Yeah. And then I did talk to my dad about that because he played ball around the Junction Boys time. And he said, you know, it was even worse then, obviously. Worse then.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
But it was also worse when I played. I mean, and like I said, I know it's a long time ago. My son laughs at me all the time when I bring that up. But the fact is, it's still in our lifetime that I was denied water playing football.
During two-a-days?
A lot of times, yeah. You had to get to a certain point in the practice that, okay, now you can go have water. And it was like, and by that point, you were just all sitting there dry mouth as hell, like dying, you know, like what the hell's going on here, you know?
See, I was sort of led to believe that if your piss was like bright yellow, you haven't been hydrating enough.
I don't know.
What
if it's blood? You're squeezing it too hard, probably.
What did the charts say, Nick? You know, like if you're just pissing clear, does that mean
I think that means that you're doing what you should be and you care about the team.
You're part of the team.
Well, I mean, is that why it's clear when you're drinking too much alcohol?
Yep. Because you're super hydrated.
Oh, yeah,
right, because you got a lot of beer. You got a lot of liquid in your system and it comes out. Why
does it smell like asparagus when you actually eat asparagus?
Coffee and asparagus is a repugnant combination.
Yeah. Why does your pee smell completely like asparagus?
Is there something in the asparagus?
Yeah. Right. There must be something in certain foods that latch onto that.
But, you know, when you eat something good, it doesn't smell like a Whopper coming out, you know?
It says, right. True. Asparagus is the most common reason for stinky pee, and this is so stupid. The harmless odor is caused by the breakdown of asparagusic acid.
Okay. All right.
That sounds like something they just made up.
It does. It completely does.
It must be the asparagus acid.
But it really doesn't smell when you eat something else, though.
No,
it's asparagus. Right.
Asparagus is the main cause. And it is almost immediate.
Oh my God, it is. Yeah,
because you don't piss and smell. Ah, that's a good filet mignon.
No, you don't.
The bouquet.
That'd be great though if you got to smell some good food after that. Yeah. Mmm, fish tacos smell good.
Yeah, it's weird. There's only what that and coffee break through.
Yeah, but even coffee is not as pungent, I don't think.
No, but if you drink a lot, I can certainly get a whiff of it.
Yeah. Oh, you can? Okay.
Oh, yeah, later in the day, like if I don't stop drinking by about now.
Do you pee like just a big arc so you get near your nose, you smell that way?
Not necessary. It infiltrates your nose from quite a distance. I bet the guy in the urinal next to me can smell it.
It's going to infiltrate your nose.
Yeah,
right.
There's that. Yeah, I found this chart. So there's 8 different variations. The top 3 are the clearest ones. Those are championship hydration levels. 4 and 5, you're a selfish teammate. 6 and 7, blatant disregard for your teammates. You are headed to Area 51. That must be a lost cause on the roster.
Where did you find this?
What school is this again?
I googled Tom Herman urine chart.
Okay. Tom Herman?
Yeah. He coached Texas for a while.
Did he coach Purdue for a minute?
Yep. Longhorn foot hydrate. And number 8 is brownish, and it just says you are a bad guy.
Can't you be drunk and pee white?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a championship level.
Your championship level or drunk, I should say right there.
Right. So if you're showing up like who was the guy that liked to have his goose? Maurice Clarett.
Yeah. Maurice Clarett, right?
Yeah. Like to get his goose on.
Yeah, played here at Omaha for a little bit.
You drink vodka, you're probably pissing clear.
Yeah. Headed to Area 51 seems like you're
pissing clear.
Seems like you're going to get thrown in that shed that
happened at Texas Tech.
Was that?
Yeah.
A&M. Oh, no, Texas Tech.
Yeah, it was Mike Leach, wasn't it?
With the pirate, right?
Yeah, it was Mike Leach. He threw somebody's kid in the
James, I believe.
Yeah, commentator.
Yeah. Like, locked him in a shed for something bad at practice?
Yep.
That sounds like what Area 51 is. You're headed to Area 51.
That's what sent him to Washington State. I love getting the email from Nick that just says, Tom Herman urine chart. That is a Deadpool name next year for sure.
Yeah.
Tom Herman urine chart. Is Tom putting up the urine chart in any football locker room now?
He might have one up at his house.
Where's he playing? He walks in his wife. Hey, P. Are you committed to this family?
He is the head coach at Florida Atlantic now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That pays well. They all pay well, man.
Looks like he enjoyed his buyout from Texas for about 3 years and then finally took that job this last season.
Why not? Those buyouts are incredible.
Oh, he just sat it out?
Well, yeah. He was head coach at Texas from 2017 to 2020. And then 2021, he was an offensive analyst for the Bears. And then 2023, he finally took the gig with Florida Atlantic. So, yeah, I would say he was probably just riding out his Texas buyout and enjoying the money.
Michigan 34, Washington 13 last night. Finally, we get real playoffs next year. 12 teams.
I thought Tom Herman was Nick's coach for a minute there.
What?
Though it looks like he won 4 bowl games with Texas.
Those are the games after the season, Nick?
Yeah, tell Nick
what a bowl game is. Some teams playing those?
Tell Nick what a bowl game is.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, you'll get there again, Nick.
It's over. I want to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah. That's a whole podcast.
That seems
there.
To be the most attractive of all the lesser bowls.
Yeah.
Totally.
I wonder if they got good
Well, the other
swag.
Ones don't have a giant Pop-Tart you could eat after you win.
I mean, there's the New
Nick,
Year's
you want to go to the
ones.
Playoffs. You don't want to go to the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah, we got
to
be realistic here.
Yeah. Let's start slow.
Yeah. Playoffs would be great, but I'm not going to.
Top 12.
Next year, if they don't make the playoffs, I'm not going to be like, ugh.
Top 12. It could happen, Nick. All right. You never know. You never know. If you follow Tom Herman's piss chart, you could probably make the playoffs.
That's the key to success.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That had to throw the players off, too. Like, new coach comes in. Like, yeah. Dude, did you see the bathroom?
Tom Herman's in there. Herman's in there looking at everybody's whiz. Yeah. He just wanted to see dinks. That was his deal. I got to make sure it's your pee.
Yeah.
Coach.
From the source.
Yeah, I wonder if he made everybody submit a sample.
Yeah.
Or if you're just supposed to observe that on your own.
Yeah, it's like at the honor system.
Like at the grocery store, a big table sitting up there with the samples.
Samples.
Yeah.
which one does yours look like?
All right.
You look at me. I love the Costco samples. The ones by the register closest to where you check out are the best. By all the snacks and stuff. Because you walk by, they'll just have like Ritz. Do you want to try a Ritz cracker? Like, I think everybody knows what a Ritz cracker tastes like.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah, maybe you hadn't thought about it in a while, but like, hey, you ever had a cracker?
Yeah.
I kind of like the ones.
Do they do that? I mean, I don't go to those places. I just go to regular grocery stores, and that's just a, you know, you might hit it someday when they have one of those guys out there. I like the booze one's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
Or sometimes, like, by the frozen section, it might be stuff you hadn't tried. But I've seen them put, like, individual Doritos in a little paper cup by the snacks.
I know,
like,
so have I.
Oh, a Dorito.
Like, yeah. I kind of like
a Dorito. And one like. Dorito, right.
The samples around the refrigerated area where they keep the dips.
Those are the best.
Yeah, there's some good samples there. Yep.
You guys are... Are you Costco boys or are you Sam's boys?
I don't want to brag, but I'm both.
Man, oh, that's right.
You're lucky. I'm just Costco.
Well, there's certain things that are better at each one. So, you know.
Sam's has that big can of nacho cheese that you can't get at Costco.
Nick, somebody sent us a picture of a couple with a little tablecloth and a candle sitting at a Costco eating a meal.
Oh, I saw that
video. Somebody said that and wanted to share that
somebody
with
Somebody was at a date at a Costco.
Yeah.
Cafeteria.
I also saw a dude.
It's true romance.
And I'm pretty sure it's happening this week, but he was going to go on TikTok or whatever form of his social media and eat the Costco hot dog for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week.
I saw that.
That's
dude.
Insane. Yeah.
It's kind of like a supersize me.
Yeah.
Except he's only going for a week.
He looked like he was hating life a few days into it.
Might be too much. That dude's going to need to skip some meals.
Is he still into the 7 days?
I don't know.
We're done with the 7 days yet.
I'm intrigued by this email from Gregory. Peanut butter on a Pop-Tart?
That'd be okay.
It would have to depend on the flavor.
It's better than a dry Pop-Tart.
But, I mean, the filling of the Pop-Tart would just basically act as jelly.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think I want to say they jelly, actually they make butter, a peanut jelly. Butter and jelly Pop-Tart.
And peanut butter goes with everything.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my afternoon snack was a slice of toasted 100% wheat bread. With a little peanut butter on it, and then I put blueberries and raspberries and blackberries on it.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
It was a good, healthy
snack.
Did you smoosh
the berries into the peanut butter?
That's Todd's OnlyFans, by the way. Yeah. It's OnlyFans. He just smashes stuff.
No, I placed them gently on top of the peanut butter.
But they roll off, though.
Yeah,
you just fold it?
No, I didn't fold it.
Okay. Don't they roll off? You don't fold it then?
No, because the peanut butter makes it stick.
Sticks in there.
Yeah.
All right.
They're not rolling anywhere.
Podcast for Nick right there.
Yeah.
If I make a peanut butter sandwich, that's how I make it, is the one Taking piece notes. Folded in half. You know, just one piece of bread, peanut butter, folded in half.
Pretty dry, though. You got to have something to drink with that, right?
Yeah. Usually like
milk.
Glass
milk,
of orange
usually.
Juice.
Yeah, anytime peanut butter is involved, you better have some liquid nearby.
Yeah.
That's what your dog says.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Looks like there's a new Applejack Pop-Tart. That looks good.
Ooh. Did you go?
Apple Jacks are good.
I texted you guys over the break, Nick. Did you end up going and wandering around our local Asian market to get your sweet chili squid chips?
No, I ended up sleeping a ton.
Oh, why are they squid? Are they fried squid?
Those chips looked absolutely disgusting.
They actually weren't. They were pretty good. They were pretty good. They were just there.
Can you taste the seafood, the squid in them?
There's a little bit of a funkiness,
like
there.
Like calamari kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of. But there was also like a sweet and spicy kind of chili flavor there too.
Not made with actual squid.
Probably not. But you know,
they were dried squid, but nothing
squid flavoring.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, it's got to be squid. It's got to be squid flavoring. Sure, you're right. That's a lot of bags of chips to fill with actual squid.
They got some funky chip flavors if you go walking around the Asian market. There's some really interesting stuff there.
Are you the tallest guy in that place by about 3 feet every time you're in there?
Yeah. Do you have to duck when you walk through the door?
It's still Omaha. There's other white guys there too.
Okay, got it. I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know.
But it's there. You can find some really interesting stuff.
You have to duck when you go to the door. I never tried it. I know you go there a lot.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like I say, you just wander around and go, well, that looks weird. Let's buy some of that and see how that tastes. You know?
Squid chips. All right.
They were, sweet chili squid. Chip. And they were Lay's. They were Lay's brand. It was just...
But check it out. There's got to be real squid then. Don't you think it's real squid?
No, it's just some kind of flavoring.
Yeah. Well, why would you make flavoring squid?
Well, it's probably like the shrimp ramen noodles. Like, there's not actual shrimp in there.
I get that, but shrimp is actually a flavor. You know, when you think of squid.
Yeah, squid would be, too.
I guess calamari is a flavor, you know?
Yeah. It's in, you know, they're selling this in Asian countries, so, you know, they...
Yeah, they do love their squid.
I mean, they might look at sour cream and onion and go, what the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah. That's the idea. I'll just go, give me barbecue chips.
I got to look at something that's good today because after seeing a wrist video a little while ago, I don't want to look at it. I want to look at something pretty.
Yeah, that one's going to stick with me. I mean, it's not a guy being killed by a horse dog, but...
That's going to stick with me.
I wish
way
I wouldn't have
long,
seen that.
Man. That naughty couple. I blame you for that. Yeah.
So it looks like there's like 3.5 unfrosted Pop-Tart flavors.
3.5.
Well, there's a snickerdoodle that's not frosted but has like cinnamon on the outside. And the other ones are just like plain on the outside. Blueberry, sugar, cinnamon, and strawberry. There's no cherry unfrosted.
We call those Todd Tarts.
Todd Tarts.
The unfrosted ones are Todd Tarts.
Oh.
So check them out.
You see this, Matthew, Bad Decisions Matthew. Cheese on top of Pop-Tarts.
Not necessary.
He says, not mine. Nope. I didn't try this.
That's disgusting.
And that looks like the little individual slice unwrapped.
It's also cheese. I get cheese on a...
Not real cheese.
No.
Although prettier than the wrist video I watched, you know.
But see, that's the same kind of cheese.
Very low bar.
People will put that on like a slice of pie. And I don't get
that
either.
I don't get that either. Yeah,
this looks like a variation on that theme.
Yeah. Oh, I never knew people put cheese on pie, you know?
Yeah, I've seen it done. But it's that same...
That's a different OnlyFans.
They put cream on pie a few times.
Single slice just melted over the top of a piece of pie? I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm going out with
that. Yeah, unless it's like an egg pie.
All right.
That's called a quiche, I believe.
Oh, we can get into this tomorrow, because... I dug this up a few weeks ago.
But remember it then, because I won't.
Yeah, it's chips all over the world, like lasagna-flavored chips.
Oh, that sounds good.
That you can
sounds
find
like
in,
squid.
In Thailand.
Sounds very squid, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? They were good. They were good.
That does sound good.
Something to say? Want to share an embarrassing story about you or someone you love? Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.